I'm one of the supervisors of this research. Actually, it's been led by Dr. Karen Kirby at Ulster University and been undertaken by PhD researcher Oisin Keenan. Mm-hmm. The research is looking at the impact of the defective concrete crisis on families and all those people affected by this issue. And it will look at not only the psychological impact of this on families and the family members, which can be undertaken by anyone in the household from age 18 and up, but it also looks at just all aspects of the crisis and the scheme. So we'll be looking at things like why people have applied, why people are still not able to apply. It looks at all aspects of the crisis. It's really, really important that we get families to complete this. The closing date is coming up now at the end of the month. And we've had a fairly low response rate thus far. So we're really, really keen in asking families and family members to please complete this. It's also not just for homeowners, but it's for businesses. It's for holiday homeowners. It's for farm owners. It's for anyone who has been affected by defective concrete. And really, we're just asking people as soon as they can to please complete it. The survey link is available on Highland Radio website. It's also available on the MAG Facebook page. It's also on my own Facebook page. It's also on Twitter from Karen Kirby and myself. And so it's all over the place. And please, please asking people to just complete it as soon as they can. It's so important in order to raise these issues at government level, to tell them what the issues are and to really highlight the challenges that are facing people affected.
And what would the difference be between having a peer-reviewed paper outlining the impacts the crisis has had on people versus what we're doing now, which is people coming forward and sharing their own experiences?
Basically, the main difference is that a lot of what has been said before, the government can come back and say, well, this is only anecdotal. This is only your opinion. You have no actual evidence. This is the first time a very rigorous study has been undertaken, which is backed by science. So government have got to sit up and listen. These will be based on fact and figures that are presented to the government and come directly from the views of those people affected themselves. So it's really, really important. People are constantly coming up and posting on social media and in their interviews and talking about the impact. But unless we have them capture those impacts and the challenges that they are facing, for those people, for example, who have decided not to go ahead with the scheme, the challenges they're facing in terms of upfront costs, in terms of the cost of the shortfall, in terms of the cost for their homes, all of those things are covered in the survey. And it's really, really important that we get this information through in a scientific peer-reviewed journal article that we can then submit to government.
How long would it take somebody to fill this out?
The survey takes about approximately 30 minutes, so it's a comprehensive survey. But again, that's because we have ensured that all aspects of the crisis are included in this survey. So, excuse me, they really need to make sure that they have given this amount of time aside before they fill it in. And the other thing is, it's really important that everybody in the house who can fill it in, so not just one person, but anyone from age 18 and upwards can fill this in terms of how it's been impacting them.
And finally, people may have concerns about sharing their own struggles. How will they be protected?
The survey is effectively anonymous unless the respondent decides to actually give their own information themselves with their names and stuff and their details. So you can complete it anonymously if that suits you better. The other thing is, remember, obviously we are this is protected by GDPR, so the data will absolutely be protected and only be visible by a research team and obviously not shared outside of that.